With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to our /entitled parents, where this entitled dad hacks in to his daughter's bank account so he knows exactly where she is and what she's spending money on. My parents checked my bank account because I didn't answer in 3 hours. Okay, backstory. I moved across the country for school and I'm 19 years old. I grew up in a super religious, controlling, and abusive home. Because of this, I felt that every time I made a big decision, I'd be ridiculed for not including my parents in the discussion. There's also a lot of mistrust and trauma from my parents too. So that only adds to me being slow to tell them about decisions I make on my own. I also have a job, so I've been earning my own money. Now onto the story. I've been in a long-term online relationship with my partner for 2 years. My parents were not aware of this relationship, and even if they were, I imagine they would have disowned me because my partner is non-binary. My parents were the transphobic religious type. Anyway, there was an opportunity to meet my partner in person over a break. I bought myself a ticket to go to where my partner lived, about 6 hours train ride away. Before this, my partner and I had been FaceTiming for months, and we knew that we both weren't catfish. The plan was set, and I travelled and met my partner in person, and it was amazing. The entitlement comes in the day after I meet my partner. Side note, I didn't explicitly tell my parents I was going because they never asked. I also didn't want a wave of questions that I knew were going to be far too intrusive. My dad had texted me asking what I was doing at around 7 my time. I saw it, but decided to ignore it because I was having a good time with my partner. At around 10, I get several texts from my dad telling me to call him now. I was concerned and annoyed, so I went into the bathroom and answered. Hello? Hi, where are you right now? I gave him the name of the college town. I feel like you're lying to me. My heart literally sank to the floor. What makes you say that? Because your bank statements say you're in another city, where my partner lived. I was stunned. I knew my dad was very controlling, but I didn't think he'd look at my bank statements for my location. The rest of the conversation continued with my parents basically yelling and crying at me for not telling them about this decision. They also asked for a lot of intruding information about my partner. I'll admit, I lied about some things, but the phone call was littered with guilt-tripping and blaming me for destroying our trust. When I hung up after getting beat down verbally, I went to my partner and cried. I ended up cutting my parents off because this was the last straw. Honestly, guys, stories like this, I just feel so sorry for OP. What more can I say other than you're in such a bad situation there? Look, well done for getting out when you could. Like, it's just horrible. The person you love, or the person that you want to be with, not being accepted by your family. How horrible is that? Hey, I tell you what you definitely should do. Change your passwords to your bank account immediately. You cannot have your dad being able to access that and therefore knowing where you are and what you're spending money on. That is so intrusive and so controlling. Get that changed, please. And now moving on to our second entitled parents post. Entitled mum grabs my arm to tell me, drawing on yourself is harmful and satanic. I was talking about tattoos with my husband when my subconscious unlocked this gem of a memory the other day. This happened midway through my high school years. I've always been an artsy girl with the social skills of a cat, nice 1 minute but a total butthole the next. That's when I'm able to be social at all if my anxiety would allow it. One of my favourite forms of art is tattooing, and I used to draw on my arm, legs, and feet with a Sharpie at least once a week. I've always been a nerdy goth girl, so my designs would look gothic with a touch of gamer and anime themes. At one point, I learned about henna tattoos and fell in love with the style, so I'd do a hybrid of henna and gothic, which was the style I had on my hand and arm at the time of this story. This happened at a corner store that was at the entrance of my apartment complex. I would always get a quick snack and some juice from it after getting off the bus with some friends, but this day I left my money at home, so I ran home and headed there by myself. I walked past these ladies. One was sitting in a chair and kids that were outside the store, talking. I said, "Hi, excuse me," as I went around them to go into the store. They even said something along the lines of, "Oh, how sweet. Young kids aren't polite like that these days," as I went in. I get my stuff and come out to the lady that was sitting, and I went to smile and nod when she looks me over and noticeably frowns. One thing I forgot to mention is that I live in an area that's been dubbed the Holy City because of the amounts of churches in the area, and being goth was always looked down on by religious people long before I even came into this world. So I thought that her frown was because of my all-black clothing and intended to walk by quickly before she said something, when she freaking grabs my arm. She then went on and said, "You shouldn't do this to your body. Drawing satanic symbols and all this garbage is bad for your soul." What was so satanic that this lady thought it was appropriate to grab a minor over a rose with vines that led to my fingers and wrist that switched to a henna design? I tried to pull away, saying, "It's not satanic, I just do this for fun." But she gripped my arm, saying, "Well, you still shouldn't do that, because the markers are toxic. I had to stop my kids from drawing on their skin too, before the ink got through their skin and into their blood. It's just as bad as real tattoos, which is a sin." I was getting anxious at this point, because unwanted physical contact is a big no for me. But surprisingly, instead of my usual people-pleasing remorseful self, this lady brought out the female dog in me that day. And I pulled away, saying, "Listen, I use non-toxic markers, and a freaking rose isn't satanic. You aren't my mum, lady." I stormed off as she screamed out, "You're gonna go to hell!" Which wasn't the first or last time I'd be told that. So I brushed it off. I tell you what, guys, how boring, right? Answer me this. Must your life be for your only form of entertainment to come from picking on minors who have chosen to draw something on their skin? Like, what a boring life you must live. Seriously. Do something more interesting. Do a crossword or something. Go and walk your dog. Don't just pick on random people for the sake of it. Why? I mean, look, come on. I respect this lady's religion. I really do. But why is she saying that a tattoo is satanic? The last time I checked, it isn't. Just a bit of ink in your skin. Really? You're going to complain about that? Go away. Entitled coworker, too good for gift card. So, as Christmas is approaching, my work, before I started working there, used to buy everyone booze for Christmas. Now, because it's too complicated to get everyone's favourites, they started handing out gift cards for £30 for Asda, a major UK supermarket, so people could buy what they wanted instead. Now, we also get a yearly bonus as well, usually between 5-10%, depending on how well we've done within certain aspects of our jobs. So today they give us our gift cards. Everyone was happy with it, apart from a temp, who's been there since November the 1st. He started ranting and raving about how it wasn't enough. "Why would I want this? Screw Big Corps," etc. So he goes and makes his big statement and goes and pins his gift card to the notice board, storming off, shouting that anyone can have it if they're dumb enough to support these monsters. So me and a guy that I work with took it and went to Asda and lunch and bought £30 worth of food for the food bank that our work donates food to every Christmas. Well, we've just been sat in the break room and this coworker has just been in to get his gift card back and is now fuming that someone has stolen his gift card off the notice board. Not sure what he was expecting when he said that someone can take it. Yeah, I mean, bit of a weird thing to do in the first place. You're getting a free £30 voucher to buy whatever you want from a supermarket. Just use it. But then once you say, "No, I don't want this. Anyone can use it. Screw big corporations. I don't care." You gotta at least stand by that. You can't come running back to it. Like, what was the point in the first place of making that big speech and pinning it to the board and saying, "Somebody please take it. I'm not using it." If you're gonna wanna come back and use it eventually. Embarrassing. That's what it is. Yeah, I'll tell you what though. The money was definitely spent on a better person than the temp. That's for sure.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. Rank has its privileges. It was the week before Christmas, and I was flying home to New Jersey from a business trip to California. When I got to the departure lounge, I ran into an old friend from high school. He was a first lieutenant in the army, coming home on leave. He said we should ask the gate agent to switch our seats so we could sit together. I said, I can do better than that. I was traveling so much for my job that I had tons of frequent flyer miles. I cashed some in and upgraded both of us to first class. We just settled into our seats when an Air Force major and his wife entered the plane and approached my friend.
Lieutenant, are you traveling on orders?
No, sir. I'm going home on leave.
Is this guy traveling with you?
Maybe he thought we were a couple. This was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Not really, sir. We're old friends and just happen to be on the same flight.
Did you and your friend get upgrades to first class?
Yes, sir. We did.
Well, you're in our seats.
My friend produced his boarding pass, which showed he was in his assigned seat. The major explained that regardless of the boarding pass, as a senior officer, he and his wife were entitled to the first class seats, and we would have to move. That was when the flight attendant came over and asked what the problem was. The major said that he had asked the gate agent for an upgrade and was told that none were available. But now he sees that they upgraded a lieutenant and this civilian. As a superior officer, regardless of branch of service, he had priority and was claiming those seats. The flight attendant said, "Gentlemen, please stay in your assigned seats. Major, please proceed to your seats in coach. You are blocking other passengers." The major started arguing about rank and military protocol. He claimed he had the right to order the lieutenant out of his seat. It's never been clear to me how this clown thought he could order me to do anything. The flight attendant asked him again to take his seat, and he kept arguing. Finally, she said, "If you're so concerned with rank, I will get the pilot. He's a colonel in the Air Force Reserve, and I'm sure he'll be happy to order you to exit the plane and discuss this with the gate agents." The major stared at her for a moment, then realized she wasn't bluffing. Before moving to his seat, he demanded my friend's name and unit so that he could report him. Now, I don't know if he ever did, but my friend never heard another word about it. I tell you what, guys, I really hope that this isn't a thing. I mean, surely you don't have to listen to your superiors at all times, even when you're not actually working. Like, this guy's on leave, has paid, I know OP has paid, but theoretically he has paid for an upgrade or whatever. It's got nothing to do with the army or the military. It's his own upgrade. Yet this bloke still thinks that he's in a position to take it off him because he's at a superior rank. It can't work like that, can it? Surely. Like, I'd go as far to say that there's no way it can possibly work like that. And for that reason alone, this bloke deserves to be reported for trying to abuse his power. Like, look, if you guys know about this, please do comment down below. Enlighten me. I clearly don't know and I'm interested. But surely it can't work like that. Come on, that's ridiculous. Fair play to the flight attendant for sticking to her guns, and it's cool that the pilot was a colonel or whatever, but say he wasn't and say it was just a normal pilot, would this guy have continued to pester and say, "No, I'm your superior, give me the seats," even though they paid for them or, you know, used the air miles on them? Insane. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this video on screen right here. Give that a click and you'll love it. Trust me. If you are new to the channel, hit this button as well and subscribe. Also, press the bell and you'll be notified every time I post a brand new video, which, by the way, throughout December is twice per day. Pretty cool. See you all later with another one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.